This is Akashvani. The news read by Saira Mujtaba. India and Sri Lanka today exchanged agreements for avoidance of double taxation and prevention of fiscal evasion. Both the sides also exchanged MOU on training and capacity building of civil servants of Sri Lanka. After bilateral talks between Prime Minister Narendra Modi and visiting Sri Lankan President Anura Kumaradissa Naike in New Delhi, the agreements were exchanged. Both the leaders held discussions on issues of mutual interest. In his press statement, Prime Minister Narendra Modi expressed happiness that Mr. Dissa Naike has chosen India for his first foreign visit as the president. He said the visit is creating new momentum and energy in the relations. Mr. Modi said that India has so far provided lines of credit and grant assistance worth $5 billion to Sri Lanka. He said the people-to-people relations between India and Sri Lanka are linked to civilizations. The Prime Minister said both the sides also discussed issues related to the livelihood of fishermen and agreed that both sides should proceed with a humanitarian approach in this matter. In his statement, Mr. Dissa Naike said he has given an assurance to the Prime Minister of India that they will not allow Sri Lanka to be used in any way in a manner that is detrimental to the interest of India. He said the cooperation with India will certainly flourish. Mr. Dissa Naike said after becoming the President of Sri Lanka, this is his first foreign visit and he is so happy that he was able to come to Delhi on his first state visit. Mr. Dissa Naike said, Sri Lanka faced an unprecedented economic crisis some 2 years ago and India supported it immensely to come out of that quagmire. He said India has also helped Sri Lanka immensely after that, especially in the debt restructuring process. The Rajya Sabha today began a special discussion on the glorious journey of 75 years of the Constitution of India, with Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman leading the charge from the Treasury benches to hit out at the opposition on the issue of freedom of expression and protecting the Constitution. Initiating the discussion, she cited the then Congress government's decision to jail the famous lyricist Majru Sultanpuri and veteran actor Balraj Sahni for criticizing the rule in 1949. She also targeted the Congress for imposing emergency in the country, saying the term of the Lok Sabha was extended during the emergency without proper justification, and during the extended term, the entire opposition was put in jail. Ms. Sitharaman said it is time to reaffirm commitment to build India that will uphold the spirit enshrined in this sacred document. She said India's experience has shown that the country's constitution remains robust and has stood the test of time. The minister asserted that BJP has always been committed to the welfare of women and women's reservation. She added that despite having a brute majority, the then Rajiv Gandhi government did not bring the women's reservation bill, but her government passed the legislation to provide quota to women in the Lok Sabha and state assemblies. Participating in the discussion, Leader of Opposition in the House, Mallikarjun Kharge, accused the government of undermining the constitution. He said it is the Congress which has given universal adult franchise rights to the people to vote. The discussion is underway. A parliamentary delegation from the Republic of Armenia, led by Alan Simoyan, President of the National Assembly of Armenia, called on President Draupadi Murmu at the Rashtrapati Bhavan today. Welcoming the delegation, the President recalled the centuries-old cultural linkages between India and Armenia and the multifaceted contemporary relationship based on shared democratic values. Legendary tabla maestro Zakir Hussain passed away in the United States last night. He was 73. Zakir Hussain had been admitted to a hospital in San Francisco after experiencing heart-related problems. Family sources said that the maestro was battling with blood pressure-related problems. The nation is remembering its martyrs on the occasion of Vijay Diwas, commemorating India's victory over Pakistan in the 1971 war. Rich tributes are being paid to the martyrs who laid down their lives during the war. And India were 51 for 4 in the first innings at the end of rain-marred day 3 of the third test match of the Border Gavaskar Trophy against Australia at the Gabba in Brisbane. The visitors are still trailing by 394 runs based on the first innings. And that is the end of this news bulletin.